The professor starts to shake each of you awake.
What's happened, professor?
I see something. You see what looks like people walking towards you. They're humanoid shapes with green skin and long, curling tongues. Claws on their hands, and their tin is muscled and taut. They certainly look undead.
Something undead.
You've been waiting for undead.
Initiative.
All right, initiative. 13 for Torque.
How'd everyone end up with health then?
I am at 21.
Out of
25.
Okay.
I have 23.
Out of
28.
Okay.
And I'm 17 of 17.
13?
19.
10 for Volcom.
Your initiative is plus 2, right?
Oh, yeah. 15.
What about Mercury?
Oh, yeah.
Mercury's a 6.
6.
Blah. Alora's first. The professor screams, "Careful! Their claws paralyze."
It's a new day. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Shane.
God damn you, Gus. Give him a moment of heart attack.
Don't move.
Eller's going to reach into his pouch and pull out some items such as brimstone and toss them up into the air with an incantation of the druidic language of... I don't know what druidic language sounds like. Hey, you saw it. Yay. Is that druidic?
That's our Lord
had a stroke. He loses initiative.
Anyway, he's going to cast a flaming sphere.
Flaming sphere?
It's a 5-foot diameter sphere. Appears an unoccupied space of your choice within range. Lasts for up to a minute. Any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet of the sphere must make a dexterity throw. Creature takes 2d6 fire damage on a failed save. Half as much on a successful one. As a bonus action, I can move it up to 30 feet.
Nice.
So. Right.
It extinguishes in the water.
Huh? No, it's all throw water, right? I thought it was swampy. What I should do then, if it's not going to do damage when I first cast it and only on the end of their turns, I should cast it up this way then.
Okay.
Does it have its own initiative and movement, or does it move on
it
your turn?
It moves on my bonus action.
Okay.
Now there was, see page 242, look on 242, because I think there's something too where I can move it into a creature to do damage with it.
When you move the spear, you can direct it over barriers up to 5 feet tall and jump it across pits 10 feet wide. Spear ignites flammable objects not being worn or carried. It sheds a bright light.
Didn't say anything about it?
I don't think so.
All right. Very well. So I will do that. It doesn't say anything about a concentration.
Yeah, it says concentration here.
Does it?
Yep. Concentration up to 1 minute.
Oh, there it is. Under there. Okay, cool. Alright, cool. So then I should still be able to change them. That's what I was trying to figure out. Let's paralyze him. So I'm not gonna move it right now. As my bonus action, I will, I guess, turn into a bear.
Okay.
Did you stop being a bear?
Yep.
I mean, I was trancing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this bear was killing this thing.
It's a skunk. Oh.
He like had it grabbed in his claws.
I have to confirm these are definitely undead.
Any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet of the spear. So make sure you're not standing next to the spear itself.
So it's indiscriminate?
Apparently.
It's fire.
Hmm.
As Elor begins to speak and blow dust, he changes into a bear and creates this flaming sphere. The ghasts seem to be wary of it, but continue forward. But it is Thane's turn.
What are you doing?
Attacking.
Well, you gotta move. Oh, shit.
You just fucking swing out over there.
I mean, yeah, you're way...
Smashes the fire.
You're way over there right now. You gotta either move up closer or shoot a crossbow or something along those lines. You can't just...
I'll do a hand crossbow. All
right. Do you want to move a little closer, or are you good to where you are?
I think... I don't know the range, I guess.
I
mean, range-wise...
I think it's 30, 60, or something like that, right?
Crossbow, I think it's up to...
Hand crossbow.
20.
If you got closer and then shot, you're good.
Plus, then you're getting closer to be able to use your sword.
Okay. Every time I get closer, I think I'm getting fucked.
I had to think that you just woke up and...
A light crossbow is 80, 320.
Well, this is a hand crossbow.
30, 120.
Okay.
So right now you're at long range.
Okay, so I'll get closer.
Where do you want to be?
Next to Mercury.
So up here?
One or two up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there like a maximum range angle up?
Well, you need to be within 30.
Okay.
And you're still out of range.
Yeah, I'll get...
If you don't want a penalty.
I'll get as close as I can while not being exactly within hand-to-hand combat range.
Okay.
Like 15 feet away?
I mean, just don't end next to the sphere.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. And I can roll wherever?
Yep. Just roll that and your damage at the same time.
D6.
Yes.
Wow.
Six.
Six plus for the hand crossbow.
Two.
No, that's your damage.
Oh, the attack bonus?
Yeah.
Nine. Oh, no. Six. Ten.
Ten to hit?
Yeah.
Plus 10?
Oh, no, it's plus 4.
No, 10 total.
Okay.
10 total.
All right. So you shoot at it. This thing shows amazing quickness as it dodges it and continues walking.
Damn, Whisper.
It's like the World War Z. It's like the Rage Zombies.
All right, Torque.
Okay. Froggy just got up out of my sleeping bag. I see the fire. I see the bear. I'm going to maneuver myself. I'm assuming they're just walking straight towards.
Maneuver.
They seem to be.
They seem to be. I'm going to maneuver and flank over to the
to the right flank?
Right, to the north there for me. Yes. That way, as they get closer, I can pin them between my rage and the fire.
Gotcha.
Okay. But because they're still far away, the only thing I can do is I do have a hand axe and I can't throw it.
I think you can do that, or if you wanted to, you could ready an attack. So if one came into range before your next turn, you would attack them. But there's no guarantee that they do that. So it depends on if you want to take a guarantee attack.
No, the ready attack would probably work better. One, because I don't want to lose my axe in the swamp. And two, I'm trying to pin them in between the fire and myself. So I will ready attack for next time.
Okay.
I, you know, sink my heels down a little bit. I have my battle axe ready and charging up.
Okay. Well, it's a swamp, so sinking your heels
now,
is quite easy.
Since I'm readying an attack, and if they attack me, do I need to go into a rage now, or can I go into a rage then?
You have to go now.
I'm going to go into it now.
Okay.
Rage in the morning. I love the smell of rage in the morning.
You're raging in the morning.
I'm wiggling my butt like a cat about to strike.
Okay.
They do that.
Okay.
Okay. It is the Ghast's turn.
Ghast.
Yep. Ghast. At first, they were kind of shuffling, but now they sprint.
What's the triangle stuff? Is that...
That's
rough terrain?
Difficult terrain.
I don't know if it really is that there, if it's just a matter of looking.
Yeah, it's all difficult terrain. It's all swamp. So this guy runs up.
One, two, three. That's two, four. That's as far as he can go.
Okay. Bear, make a constitution save.
Which is...
Okay, now read
six. Plus... Three.
Nice. So nine?
Yep. This one? This was easy.
Numbers are big.
17. 7.
1, 13. Poisoned. So as it comes up, it has this...
For him being next to me, I'm poisoned?
It has this horrifying stench that makes you retch. You begin to cough up all the little mice you've eaten as a bear.
I just turned it. I didn't have any mice to swallow them whole.
On his
digest
trip
over
from his sleeping
years.
Bag to here.
So poison means all poison creatures have disadvantage on attack rolls and disability and ability checks.
Okay.
So as long as you're poison, you have disadvantage. And it goes to attack.
So just within range, he's poisoned.
Within 5 feet.
Damn. That
yep.
Was the claws.
No, the claws paralyze.
Paralyzed.
Fortunately,
gotcha.
I'm going to assume that 11 misses your armor class.
No,
just... Oh!
I'm a bear. Bears don't have very good armor class.
Yay!
Elor has much better armor class than the bear.
I'm a bear!
Alright.
Well, they're just so
you
big.
You get some armor for your bear, man.
9 points of slashing damage, and you must make another constitution save or be paralyzed.
Oh, no.
It's 13 plus 3.
You're fine.
16.
So you take 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Paralyzing is pretty bad. You basically can't do anything for a minute.
Yeah.
And if something hits you, it automatically crits you.
Yeah, we remember from the cockatrices.
That was petrified.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that was worse, but.
And he'll go ahead and move again as a second action instead of attacking.
Flank.
Is Mercury last?
Yes, Mercury's last. Welcome.
All right. From here, I am well within range to fire with my crossbow, so I will do so.
Okay.
Try to hit the one that is swinging at Thane. And I get an 18 to hit.
You hit.
8 points of damage.
That's pretty good.
Piercing.
Thane, you need to roll a constitution save. Okay. So as Vulcan's crossbow bolt hits this thing in the peck, it sort of explodes a little bit. Like this black bile, like just comes out of the wound, like you're popping a pimple.
Like alien.
And it gets on your face, but you manage to close your eyes and keep your mouth closed, and it doesn't get into you.
Okay, well that's good.
Okay, Mercury's next.
So what's he gonna do?
As our dogs
sleep on bed.
Are dogs affected by their the stench and everything? Like the thing that...
Probably more so.
Probably more so, yeah.
Yeah, I figured they'd have high tolerance, too. You know?
I don't know.
What? Just because animals, they're more closer to wild animals, subject to much harsher conditions.
This isn't an animal, though. It's just a rotting corpse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Undead rotting.
The dog would probably roll around in it.
Is there going to be any issues with it, like, biting?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can you move in, can he even move in the bite?
Sure.
But can't he, with no...
with no drawbacks?
He has to make a constitution save.
Okay.
Once he gets within melee range.
Who's closest right now?
To...
Like the enemy?
Yeah.
That one right there in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Closest to him.
Okay, yeah, I guess he'll move within range to try to bite the one to the left of me.
Okay. Make a constitution save for him.
So 6 plus whatever his...
I think it's like
out.
Yeah, probably not.
God damn it. So he's paralyzed. What is he?
Poison. So he can still attack.
But he has disadvantage on all attack rolls.
Yep. So he has to roll twice and take the worst.
Yeah.
Okay. So
the bear will be the same.
He will bite. Okay.
Okay.
Five.
Misses. So he goes in to bite. He thinks twice about it. He's shaking his head, breathing out of his nose. Doesn't like it one bit. Elor.
Alrighty.
Death spell or down?
He's watching. Okay, gotcha.
He'll come in. If need be. Gotcha.
Watching. Alright, well, so
kind of a test.
I'm going to. Since this thing floats, it can float 5 feet above, like over obstacles.
Yep.
It's gonna be fine here, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm gonna put it there.
Okay.
Actually, let's put it here.
Okay.
Try to keep him near the flame.
Alright, laddie!
And then hopefully push him that way. And then, so that's my bonus action.
Awesome.
I guess I'll do a multi-attack. I'll attempt to bite him.
Yes.
They're both 18s!
Sweet! Nice.
And then, my claws. 11 plus, 5. So 16. Alright, so then I need... So 7, 8, 12, plus
Drink
4, plus there. 4, so plus 8, so 20.
20?
Right? 8, plus 4, plus 8, so 16, plus 4, yeah, so 20.
All right, so you pushed past your nausea, claw, and bite this thing. The taste is terrible. It's beyond all imagination. But you did take a big old chunk out of it.
Yes.
Thane.
You know, 2 18s.
Yeah, that was good.
All right. Shane, what you doing?
Want to shoot with a hand crossbow?
Okay. You're right next to it.
All right.
You'll take a penalty.
Poison is not a disease, right?
No.
No. But you bet the thing that tried to get into your mouth is a disease.
Okay.
So like a creature tried to come out?
No.
Diseased, like, pustule black kind of thing.
Yeah, just like the blood.
Good.
Zombie blood. You don't want to drink it.
So I'm just going to do wrathful. Actually, you know what?
So you're not poisoned yet, too, right?
Yeah.
No.
Can I do Bane?
You need to make a Constitution save, though. Any creature that starts its turn within 5 feet.
It's a 3 plus 2. Yep. And you are now poisoned.
God damn it.
I poisoned them with poison spray.
They're probably immune.
They may be immune.
Okay, so you do Bane?
Yeah.
All right.
So I do a drop of blood. I prick at my necklace I have. Up to 3 creatures of your choice. You can see within range. Must make charisma saving throws.
If I don't have the best charisma, so that might be
probably
good.
Probably not.
Whenever a target that fails this saving throw makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throws.
Okay.
Okay. They both got 11.
What's it against?
I think it's against the 13.
Second or third page. Yeah, it should be more than 11.
Spell save DC is 13.
All right, so they both failed.
Great. So what was the effect again?
Minus.
So a d4 whenever they attack. How long does it last?
Up to a minute.
So
10 rounds.
Pretty much the.
Okay.
Pretty much the match.
Cool. They are both baned.
Is that an action?
It's one action.
Yes. That's an action. Okay. So
Torque.
Yeah.
Torque. Okay. I ready my attack. I see that the one in front of me is bloodied now.
And you are raging.
And he's not doing well. I am raging. So I'm going to use, because it gives me a bonus attack, I'm going to use one of my attacks not to rush forward, but to try to throw my hand axe at it. Okay. And I'm going to throw it as hard as I can, not to cut into it, but to stagger it back into a flaming thing of fire as much as I can.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what my attack is going to be here. I'm going to see if I can hit, which I get a 2 plus 5, so 7.
Nope.
Luckily, I have 2 hand axes. I have a bonus action. I'm going to do the same damn thing.
Okay.
This is a 16 plus 5. So
21.
That hits.
That hits.
Now, you don't have advantage while you're raging, right?
I have advantage on strength.
Strength okay. checks.
Strength
okay.
checks. Okay, so the second one hits.
But I'm also staying outside of the 5 feet of...
Yeah. All right, so the second one hits. So roll damage.
Okay, that is a d6. Plus 5.
I just think that earlier whenever I looked over at Torque, he probably got confused of me being like, keep him near the sphere. But instead he just got, I'm a bear.
So 8 damage. All right. To push back and hopefully more damage.
Okay, so you throw an axe. The axe goes into its upper thigh, sort of sticks there, and it goes down to one knee. Do you think it's going to have trouble moving away?
Okay.
Whenever you're in an animal form, I can do telepathy with you and then, like, disseminate the information to everyone else so you can still communicate. Okay. I'll be Magan.
So you just assume that... We'll just assume that you do that when I turn into an animal so that you can tell people.
Didn't my readying of attack at all change any of the outcome, or is just that's how it goes?
No.
The last time I readied.
Yeah. So the readying attack will go until your next turn where something comes in ready? You're just ready to hit. But once your next turn comes around, it's gone.
Yep. Okay, so it's the one in front of the bear tries to attack the bear. And it hits.
Its knee? It's on its knees, right?
Yeah.
So it's still got its claws, but it's just swinging it like...
Yeah, it's not going to be able to move away from that fire spear. So it's going to take that damage.
Woo!
But first, it's going to do 12 points of damage. No, wait, more than that.
What?
12 plus 3 is 15.
Okay, so 21.
And you need to roll a con save.
Okay. 2. I'm a poison paralyzed bear.
You sure are.
How do I unparalyze? How do I unpoison?
We'll have to deal with that later.
How do any of these?
The target can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of its turns, ending the effect on itself on a success.
On the end of my turn?
Yep.
Does Bane, like...
Paralyzed, I get no actions, or I can't move?
You can do nothing.
Nothing.
And if it hits you, it crits.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a minus 4 d4 when he attacked me?
I did not.
I don't know what you rolled, but.
3 creatures.
That would have made it an 11.
11.
All right, the other one.
It's going to go up and paralyze.
Have you been putting the Bane effect?
I just asked him about it.
Okay.
All right.
So basically, every time he tries to roll an attack, he has to roll.
He's still a bear?
Yeah, still a bear.
Damn it.
Okay.
All right.
Why?
So I'm going to take... I only have to move one space.
Yeah, I should shift.
I'm going to attack that bear. 11 plus 5 is 16, minus 2 is 14.
No,
okay.
There's no animal that I have that's higher armor class than 13.
Well, I'm 13.
Well, yeah.
You calling me an animal?
Oof. All right, I did 15 again.
15 damage?
Yep.
All right.
Slashing.
Slashing. All right. This guy's not moving, right? He's not within range, but he has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 14.
Does he get Bane?
Oh, yeah.
I did that, hoping it would. It is what I think
12.
It misses, so he'll take full 2d6 damage.
Okay.
Which is 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 fire damage.
All right, so...
Is there any spell casting?
He is trying to move away, but there's an axe in his shin. And his back skin starts to bubble.
Yeah.
As the flaming sphere gets closer. And eventually, his face starts to bubble and his skin melts off.
Oh.
And he dies.
It reminded me of Pac-Man. When Pac-Man dies,
I was thinking of Beetlejuice.
All right, Vulcan's next.
I will move around behind... What's his name? Quicksilver?
Mercury.
It's close! It's close! It's another hero name.
You see a paralyzed, very bloody, hurt bear.
Are you, like,
hurt.
Mid-pose paralyzed, or are you just laying on the ground?
I'm mid-roar, because that's the last thing I think I did.
So it looks like you're screaming, but I'm deaf.
And I'm just, like, slashes taken out of...
Gotcha. Okay. I will, again, attempt to shoot it with a crossbow while keeping my distance.
Having a crossbow.
Natural 20.
I turned into a bear and charge these things. No, I didn't charge.
So...
I prepared myself.
I take max damage on one die and then roll another and add that to it?
Yep.
Okay. So 8 and 6 is 14 plus 1 is 15 damage.
Shoots, goes into its eye. Thane and the bear both need to roll constitution saves.
I'm already got constitution, Thane.
I know, but it's blood.
15, 16. 18.
You're both good. Okay.
I'm looking this way. It just splats on the side of my head.
Yeah, but your jaws are open, right? Like, as a funnel.
Mercury.
He's going to use... If he comes around here, he should get a flank, I think.
Okay.
He will do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does flank do in this one? Is it advantage or...
It's an optional rule. I think advantage is a little crazy, so I would say a plus 2.
Gotcha.
So you want to move him around?
Yeah, I'm going to move around the flank.
Okay. And he has to roll a constitution save?
He's already poisoned.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he'll try to not be poisoned at the end of his turn.
So you'll get a disadvantage on your roll, but
I'm going to use bite.
Okay. Roll d20 twice and take the worst.
Plus 2.
Plus 3.
Damn!
Nope.
6.
3, 4, 5, plus 6, 7, 8. 8.
Okay.
He is really freaked out by these wonderful new smells he's discovered.
What a wonderful smell you discovered.
All right, back to Elora. You can't do anything except try and save.
I get no move, bonus, nothing?
Nothing.
This is ridiculous.
Can't take actions or reactions.
Can you move your fire towards it?
That'd be a bonus action. You guys can try to push it back towards the fire.
And plus...
Or push the fire.
Gotcha.
Oh, shit. I just roll a constitution? What is it?
Constitution save, yeah.
At least I'm still a bear. It gives me an extra plus. Oh, damn it. Went way over there. It's an 18 plus 3.
All right, you're good. We'll roll one for the poison, too.
The poison? To get rid of it?
Yep.
Oh, man, I didn't do that last time.
So he's not paralyzed now?
Nope.
8 plus 3.
11. And he's not.
Mercury needs to roll his save, too. All
right. 14.
He's good.
You know, never mind.
What?
I was holding 14. I'm like, I'm going to do this.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure I won't land on 14. I did that, you know, in the land on 14. But I was willed it. I don't think it was cheating. I willed it. It wasn't like the Jumanji kid. There's more variables.
Okay. Thane.
Yes. Okay, I'm now.
You need to do the save. Is that first or last?
To the end of your turn,
end
I believe,
turn. Gotcha.
Right?
No.
The one was at the end of your turn.
Yeah.
Is the poison not?
It was a 1 of 5 chance.
until the start of its next turn.
So he can do it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Will he have to still roll against the other one? Because he'll be next to the one thing.
If you succeed, you're immune for 24 hours.
Oh.
Ooh, hell yeah.
What do I do?
So roll against the poison with a constitution saving throw.
18.
You succeed.
Okay. So you're no longer poisoned.
And you're immune for... Immune.
A moon!
A sun, the moon, stars!
Well, that's good, because then if we come across any more today, we're immune.
Yeah.
You are.
Well, yes. Me, Mercury, and Thane are immune.
Yes. Good job.
Can I use a wrathful smite?
Sure.
Okay.
He's hurting.
You should hit it with your... One
sword.
He can do wrathful smite, and then...
Don't paladins get some kind of, like, against undead stuff?
Turn undead.
You have turn undead?
I do.
You also, your, vengeful smite? What's the thing
Oath
that
of vengeance?
No.
Divine smite?
Divine smite does radiant damage.
I say, there's something paladins have that's extra against undead.
No. Divine smite is just...
It's one of his...
Yeah.
It's in his...
It's an innate ability.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets
Divine Smite right there.
If he hits it, he can choose to add it on to his attack.
Fucking, I was looking for something like that.
You need to use it.
I need to go through this with you, Rick, when we're not doing this.
It's in the same character for three levels.
Melee instead of spell plus 2d8 radiant damage.
So I think how it works is you do your melee attack with your sword, and as long as you hit, you can choose to add that into it as well.
Yep, so you need to hit first.
I will do that.
And you're no longer disadvantaged.
Okay. Does he get a flank bonus?
Plus two.
Plus two flank bonus. So, was that eight?
Yep.
Plus two is 10, plus...
I don't know.
Five.
So 15.
That hits.
Roll damage, and if you want to do Divine Smite, roll that damage too.
Yep.
How many does he get per day, do you know?
These.
Three?
Divine Smites?
And that.
There's so many
all?
Per day.
Two
per day?
It's your normal damage plus 2d8 radiant damage.
I believe it's his channel.
Plus 2d8 plus...
Yeah, it's 2d6 plus 2d8.
I haven't played Paladin yet, so...
Okay, rolling.
4, 7, 8, 11 plus...
3.
Equals...
11 plus 3, 14.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Does radiant do more on undead?
Yes, it does. So... Like in Demon Slayer with the boulder, a strike downward so fast it can barely be seen. It begins to split into two, and then it begins to bubble and catch on fire from the holy energy and just turn to dust.
Boulder.
Like Frieza Trunks.
It's dead.
You said it's dead.
Oh, okay. No. Divine Smite takes his spell slots.
Takes a spell slot? Okay. Yeah. So you can use it as long as you have spell slots. So you
okay.
take away one spell slot. All right.
And you take away one for Bane as well.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Change the spell slot too. Gotcha.
I'm thinking after this, if we sleep to tomorrow morning, I'll have it back, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
That was my thinking.
So, the encounter is over.
Thinking about myself.
Does anyone want to examine or. There's only one
that's intact.
Still intact. Just sort of bubbled a little bit.
I will.
Okay.
Eller's going to shake off because he only has 6 hit points left of his bear, so he's going to. Get rid of that.
Torque is going to go get his hand axe, but before, he's going to hold his breath, put his up like this, and wash it off in the swamp.
Okay.
As much as he can.
Wash it off.
So much better.
In the
maybe,
swamp. That'd
maybe throw it up into the fire before it dissipates.
All right, you do so. Roll medicine, anyone who's examining this corpse.
10?
I'll do it too, why not?
18.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
18 for me as well.
18 plus
21.
21.
So 21, 18, 18?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I got a
10. So, Elor, are you still a bear?
No, I was turning off my bear form because I only had 5 hit points left in it.
Okay. So the three of you begin to examine the body. Elor, you notice that it is indeed aghast and undead, but it appears... to also be diseased, which you find very strange, because normally undead are immune to disease, poison, and the like. Mm. So whatever this disease is, maybe it is magical in some nature.
Mm-hmm. I'm not too familiar with the arcane.
Torque, you notice that whatever this disease is spreadable by being contaminated by the blood of the diseased. Thane... You learn something about the disease itself and how it works. You can recognize it's not a natural disease. A body cannot fight it by natural means. It looks like you're sort of doing like a autopsy on it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like even this undead thing, it was shutting down and decomposing its organs.
Okay. Magical disease.
As best you can tell, it's only been affected for 2 days.
Okay.
Now, the disease is the cause of both the poisoning and the paralyzing, or is that something inherent to the...
No. Ghast can paralyze, but the saves you had to do when its blood got on you was because of this disease.
Okay. All right. Could I ask Gus Miller a question?
Sure.
Professor, these claws on these ghast creatures, are they the cause of the paralysis that the others experienced?
Hello. Only I experienced it.
The other experienced? Bear?
Yes. There is a secretion that comes out of the claws, sort of like a snake's venom.
Is there any application that can be used to turn this into a weapon to be used for us?
I?
What would you recommend?
Well, it would be tricky. You would need the venom sac tied to, like, a vein. Maybe if we attach that to one of the claws on the tip of a spear.
Ooh.
Or a dagger.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to gather that. I do have a vial left over. Could I do that?
Yes, you could also take the poison and apply it to a blade.
Or... Sure. Well, I think I would best like to apply it to two of my javelins. I have four total.
Okay. So there's only the one left.
Gotcha. So
right. You have enough for 7 doses.
7 doses.
So we split it up then. If you're doing like a tip of an arrow,
mm-hmm.
is that like a dose?
Yeah.
Each application to a weapon would be like a dose of it. So if you're going to have 7 arrows, that's all the doses.
Yep. Yeah.
So if I did do a sword, how long would it stay on the sword?
One. One attack.
One attack.
Anyway, you're getting one attack.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Now, so you can write this down. So the poison, if it hits, and it's not an undead creature, they must succeed on a DC 10 constitution save or be paralyzed for 1 minute.
Okay.
So how are we divvying this up?
It's up to you.
I would like one dose.
I'm taking two, putting two of my javelins.
I don't believe I need it. I typically don't attack with my sword.
You sure? Because so I'll take one with my sword and then
I'm not about to put this poison onto the claws of my animal forms.
So I'll take one with my sword and then three arrows.
Okay. All right, so that's one for Calvin.
Yeah.
Two for me, and then Shane gets...
Four.
Four? Okay.
Yeah.
What was the effect again?
DC 10 con save or paralyzed.
Okay.
Rick, real quick, javelin, what's the attack bonus and damages for that?
You know what, Shane?
I mean, they're made to be thrown.
Perhaps me having
it's your
one
dex.
Okay.
In a situation where I need it.
I'll have...
It's a D6 piercing.
Give you three, two, and then one.
And it's thrown,
yeah, I'll take
so
two
it's the same as your
hand
axes for the attack.
I'll take one or whatever.
Plus five.
Yep. And right. The plus for the damage.
So Aaron's taking one as well.
Its range is 30/120. All right. Do you dispose of its body?
Man, if it's a disease like this, we should at the very least burn it or bury it.
I don't believe my flame has extinguished quite yet. Perhaps we can use it.
Okay.
Do like a vacuum?
Roll with a stick or something.
Well, if we move back, I'll move my sphere.
Let's do that.
All right, you burn it up. Your adrenaline is still pumping. Eventually, you're able to go back to sleep.
I'm still raging. Sleeping. Like crazy.
Angry snoring.
I have like crazy sleep apnea.
I saw that.
You know?
Yeah.
And you get your full benefits of a long rest.
Alrighty. So I'm back to 25. So
you're back to max. Your hit dice are back, and your spell slots are back.
They're already back. I had 4 hours.
So
another 4 hours, I do it again.
You wake up. As you're having breakfast, a thick fog hangs heavily over the chill swamp, turning the sun into a weak red glow. Dead trees loom like skeletons in the mist, and everywhere is the stench of rotten death. The silence is broken by a terrible thrashing sound. There are cries of frightened horses mixed with the ragged screams of the dying. A horse emerges from the mist. A horse emerges from the mist, dragging its fallen rider behind. It's difficult to discern the rider's race or gender. Where the torso should be are just wet loops of intestines dragging through the grass and mud.
Okay. But it's on a horse?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's being drugged by the
stirrup. Was this in the direction we were heading?
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If you guys enjoyed this, make sure you subscribe. And don't forget, you can get early access and see next week's episode already over at patreon.com/blindwave. And make sure you guys are subscribing or following over at twitch.tv/blindwave, because we also had a one-shot over there of Trail of Cthulhu. Maybe we'll have more in the future if people enjoy it.